Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Acme with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Thursday, the 7th of January. Starting off with Argo Blockchain, which I tweeted out a couple of days ago, a £1.10 resistance line projection, which obviously has been hit today, the high today 115, but the shares at that time around 65 pence, so that seemed like a bit of a pie in the sky target. Currently, I suppose the best case scenario target after the rises that we've already seen, or the rise we've already seen, is up to £1.60 and a December, early December resistance line projection. That's valid while we hold above today's intraday low at 96 pence, but obviously, given how overbought the shares are, RSI of 97, and the volatility, probably 96 pence is the only valid focus of trading at the moment ahead of that possible £1.60 target by the end of the month, but certainly up in the air at the moment. Less fraught situation now is Conduity Capital. Here we've had a reasonable notice of a break to the upside. There was an extended base building process, either side of 1.5 pence from the early part of October. Current situation is that while we're above the initial January resistance at 2 pence on an end of day close basis, we could hit that October resistance line projection up to 3.7 pence over the next month or so, maybe by the end of February. Obviously, that area ties in with the 200-day moving average area at 3.36, but after the mess that we had on the daily chart, maybe that's not quite so valid. But 3.6, 3.7 pence of the October resistance line is valid while we're above the 2 pence zone. Next up, a requested stock, one which has notoriously got a rather wide spread and has been very volatile of late, but really for fusion antibodies, looking for a break of that £1.33 December resistance, end of day or a weekly close above that on a mid-price basis, and we could see the shares unleashing a move towards the top of a rising trend channel from September, as high as £3 over a 2 to 3 month period. At the moment, while we're above the 200-day moving average and probably just really above the £1 area, one would give the benefit of the doubt to the upside scenario and to the bulls. But if you want a momentum trigger, then through the 130s would be the thing to look out for. On to Gaming Realms, which for the first time in a long time has actually delivered a strong impulsive price action. We've had a gap through resistance, so in this case through 25 pence yesterday, and a good follow through today, which suggests that we are ready for a multi-bagger type move. Here we've got a resistance line there from April, which is promising at least 45 pence over the next month or two while we hold above 25 pence, and obviously after that, hopefully the shares will accelerate and give us decent upside. Next stock is one which was floated recently and is trying to sort of gather itself in terms of building up a decent rally. Here we've got Guild Esports, which has got this the makings of a W-shaped reversal, which is normally a good sign, so we just head back towards 10 pence off the back of that. Neckline resistance there at around 7.3 pence, but the highlight over the start of the year to date is really the break of that November resistance line and the 50-day moving average at 5.93. Up above that, we're looking for an October resistance line target as high as 8 pence, hopefully as soon as the end of this month. New name for the near term is Chromec, which has broken its resistance line there from June and the 50-day moving average. So it's a classic bulletin board heroes setup, also bouncing off the floor of the range. So above that June line and above the 50-day moving average, looking for the top of the rising trend channel from back in April, as high as 28 pence over the next 2 to 3 months, perhaps even sooner, perhaps by the end of February. Only back below the floor of the channel at 10 pence, really delaying the upside scenario now for Chromec. Stock which has finally started to move well is Mode Global. After the initial pullback after the stock came to market in October. We had a low below 35 pence, but a nice turnaround to start this month in sympathy with the move higher on Bitcoin, and really above the 50-day moving average at 45 pence. We were looking for a break higher. Initial target was around the 65 pence area, which has been hit, but the longer we hold above that October resistance line, currently at 62 pence, the greater the chance of a fresh move over the next couple of months, as high as the top of the rising October trend channel at £1.40. So big upside looks to be on the cards there for Mode Global. At this stage, generally back below the resistance from October around 52 pence, really delaying the upside scenario for the shares. But ideally, we don't trade back below the low 60s. Next up, stock which hopefully will finally get going, Marichal Capital. And here we've got a trend line break of the September resistance line there, 1.15. Above that on an end-of-day close basis, looking towards the top of the rising August trend channel at 2.2 pence, hopefully as soon as the end of March, and only back below a penny, really delaying the upside scenario in what is obviously a relatively illiquid stock. Online blockchain, clearly enjoying the limelight that the cryptos are generating at the moment. We had a target previously earlier in the week at 70 pence, which has been cleared rather easily today. Next target is up to £1.20, hopefully by the end of this month, and the way things are going, even perhaps by the end of this week, while we remain above the 70 pence area. Stock which has started to come back into favour is Pires, which seems to be rising reasonably well every day at the moment. Here we've got the shares just approaching the first target here, the first optimistic target here, which was around the 10 pence level. That was a December 2019 resistance line projection, just around the 10 to 10.5 pence area. End of day close above 10.5, and we could hopefully see an acceleration towards that July resistance line projection, just shy of 16 pence, hopefully by the end of this month. So looking very strong indeed at Pires. Always great fun when there's a speeding ticket RNS. Great fun, I suppose, ahead of it. And always interesting, given one wonders who has forced or triggered the speeding ticket RNS, what the motivation was. What can be said is that the shares of remote monitored systems have nearly tripled over the last couple of weeks. So somebody may be caught short, given the way that when the shares were around 1.2, 1.3, the stock was sort of written off by the cynics. But it's come back well, and at least while we're above the 50-day moving average at 2.35 pence, looking for a retest of the 3.5 pence area, which was resistance on the way down, as suggested previously. But the big target here, a retest of November resistance at 6 pence plus, which is also the top of the rising trend channel from October. So hopefully that 6 pence area could be seen as soon as the end of next month, while we hold above the 50-day moving average on remote monitored systems. Next stock is one which has taken a while to get its act together on the bullish side, Vela, but beautiful long candle today, breaking through the 50-day moving average, which was the trigger for cautious traders. The upside here now up towards 0.11 pence, which was previously suggested. And after that, though, hopefully the shares would be strong enough to then retest the best levels of last year towards 0.18. So above 0.11, which had hoped to be hit relatively soon, up towards 0.18. Difficult to see that we'll trade anywhere else, given the way, or fail before that, given the way that there's been such an extended basing for the shares in recent weeks. Finishing off with a stock which I've been meaning to cover again, doing well, Zinmol Lithium, obviously in a good space at the moment. The break of the 10.8 pence initial December peak, the trigger for the current move, we had a bull flag forming over recent sessions, and really we just need to break the initial January resistance at 13 pence to give us an implied target up towards 21 pence at the top of that creatively drawn post-October rising trend channel. That's it for me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.